Hello, and welcome to the Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, where we explore the culinary arts in and around the greater Lehigh Valley. I'm Mike Drabenstadt, your host for our gastronomic tour of our region's amazing food scene. I'm here today with Kevin and Rich Ryan, owners of Hop Daddy's Brewing Company, a brew pub, a beer garden, and restaurant opening in November 2019 in downtown Allentown. So Kevin and Rich, welcome to the Inside Dish.
Thanks for having us, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
Pleasure to be here.
So how long have you been brewing beer, and then what compelled you to open up a brew pub?
Oh, man. I've been interested in beer, longer than I'd like to admit. I got into it in high school. I did my graduation project on the process of how to brew beer. And I had a coach, had a home brewing set up, and he kind of went through it with me, and I thought, man, this is interesting. And as years went on, I bought a home brewing setup years later and got into it and just really had a passion for the different styles of beers and all that type of uniqueness that you can find in different styles, and kind of took it from there.
Now, Rich, were you part of the inspiration for that, or were you on the receiving end since he was too young to drink it?
I was more on the receiving end of things.
Quality control, of course.
Yeah,
right?
Of course, absolutely. But we, you know, as we began working on this project and traveled across the country to many different breweries, we found that in many cases, you know, they had great beer, but they kind of left the food off the table, so to speak. And that's kind of what we, you know, what we did with our concept is we put, you know, good beer with good food. And that's what Hop Daddy's is all about.
Now, do you have experience in the restaurant and hospitality industry?
We've owned and operated both Menchie's locations in Allentown for the past 8 years. So we have a lot of hands-on experience with how to operate a restaurant that's very detail-oriented, how to manage a team, and how to really cater towards guest service, which is what we're going to strive towards here at Hop Daddy's as well.
And you mentioned some of your homebrewing equipment. What type of equipment are you going to have on site at Hop Daddy's?
So we actually went with a 5-barrel brewing system. So each time we produce a batch, we will get 10 kegs out of it. So it's a perfect setup for what we need to brew on site and serve all of our beers in-house. So everything you get at Hop Daddy's will be made literally like 150 feet away down the hall. So it's going to be fantastic. We're going to be rotating the beers very often, so it's all small batch. So we'll be able to ferment 4 beers at one time. So in the beginning, you know, we're not going to have as many of our own beers. As time goes on, we're going to have all of our own beers.
So
a lot of guest taps.
Two weeks and change.
Yes, exactly.
Bring them online.
Fermenting.
Right. Which we've had winemakers in before, and they say, you know, sometimes we're envious of the brewers who can come out with something different every two or three weeks.
100%. Right. Yeah, exactly.
What type of beer styles can guests expect to find at Hop Daddy's?
So our head brewer is Jameson Burke, and he has a very extensive knowledge of brewing, and his focus is mainly on traditional styles of beers. He likes a lot of German and Belgian styles, as do I. So we're going to focus a lot on that. He has perfected a lot of very clean recipes that just are very traditional and fantastic all around. And then we're going to be doing some new stuff, you know, some creative twists on some traditional beers as well.
What's welcoming to hear about the kind of the Belgians and maybe the more traditional German beers. I think sometimes, you know, with this IPA trend, you find everything's just so aggressively hopped, which is great if you like hops, and
yep.
I do, but that's a good thing. But I think sometimes the hops can mask some of the inconsistencies in the brewing process, and some of these, you know, cleaner type beers are a little more difficult to accomplish.
100%. I think based on our location as well, being in downtown Allentown right across from the PPL Center, I think it's important that we have something for everybody and not just super strong beers or just stouts. So we want to offer a wide array of beers and have really something for everybody. So we'll have, you know, lighter style lager, your porter, your IPA, a pale ale, you know, something all across the board.
But then Hefeweizen?
Of course.
Okay. And
of course.
Like a good Helles?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We're starting with the Helles. Yep.
Very nice.
Yep. It's going to be there right off the bat. So can't wait.
And then when you say some interesting type things, anything you want to share right now or anything you've been toying with?
Exactly. Yeah. So at the Allentown Beer Fest back in September, We did a pilot batch of our Camp Sandwich, which is a traditional brown ale, but roasted with cocoa nibs and vegan marshmallows. So it's a nice little s'mores beer there, but it's not your typical dessert style beer. So it's not
right. A lot
super
of times you
sweet.
See that with a stout or a double porter.
Exactly.
Not so much with a brown.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. So it tastes like a beer, not like a dessert.
But a lighter mouthfeel to it.
Exactly.
Which is fantastic. And you don't see a lot of browns out there either anymore, which used to be one of the most common styles. It's fallen out of favor.
Exactly. Yeah.
We actually brought that Camp Sandwich to the Allentown Beer Fest in September. We had brewed it down in our pilot facility, and it went over real well.
Well, I bet. Yeah. How do you expect to stand out in a market here in the Lehigh Valley, which I think, you know, we're getting pretty close to 20 breweries here?
Well, I think one of the things that's very important to us is developing the brand, Hop Daddies. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking to our, you know, target audience and finding out what, you know, resonates with them. And, you know, as we go forward and look to build this brand, you know, we're gonna certainly try to get that emotional bond going with our constituency. So, you know, that's a big part of our efforts right now, is to build the brand.
And let's talk a little bit about the thought process for some of the recipes you come up with. And what's the genesis of them? Are you kind of in your mind kind of saying, well, we make this really good brown ale. What else can we do with it? Do you get inspired by maybe a food dish that you have somewhere, or maybe what other brewers are doing, or a little bit of all three?
A little bit of all three. We hired an executive chef. His name is Scott Boyd, and he moved his family up here from Florida to join us at Hop Daddies. And he also has a passion for brewing. So he and Jameson are going to be working together to create unique beer-food combinations. So that's kind of the genesis of where this all came from. So together, all three of us are going to collaborate and kind of take scratch food, pair it with our craft beer to create a really, really unique experience at Hop Daddies.
You know, we had the people from Social Still on the south side of Bethlehem, and they
awesome.
Talked about the same thing, where the chef was getting involved with the brewing,
mm-hmm.
and the brewers were getting involved with the food, so there was a nice complement.
Yep.
Actually, we're going to have our entire team, we're starting training later this week, and we're going to have every single person that works at Hop Daddies to go through and spend a session with our brewer, Jameson, on learning how beer is made and learning specifically about our offerings.
Well, it's all part about
yeah,
all part of the experience when you
yeah
come.
We want our team to be very knowledgeable about, you know, not only the food part of it but also the beer, so that when, you know, our guests ask about the pairings and about the beer, that our team is knowledgeable.
And to get specific about the location, this is the former Roar Social House in the 700 block of West Hamilton Street, right downtown. What attracted you to this particular location in Allentown, and what have you done to convert it?
Well, last year, my wife and I had done a little bit of traveling, and we spent some time in Asheville, North Carolina, and we found a lot of inspiration down there. There's a lot of great breweries down there that have restaurant concepts there as well. And I was just really in awe with the uniqueness of the downtown vibe there. It was really, really cool, and it was something that inspired me. I felt like Allentown has potential. This could be Allentown someday. And, you know, we had been looking at more of your typical strip mall type location here in the valley. And, you know, Rich and I kind of sat down and we thought, man, downtown Allentown would be a fantastic location for something like this. So we got in touch with the folks at City Center Investment, and they showed us the space that was formerly Roar, and they had plans to put in a beer garden. So it really worked out very well in terms of the timing and the strategy behind it.
And there is an alley adjacent to your location right there that you've strung some lights and really is an outdoor beer garden, right?
Yes, that beer garden is the first of its kind in the Lehigh Valley, and we really believe it's going to be a very attractive site for people to go. Because people love to drink beer outside.
Yeah.
It's just a thing that's been around for a long time.
And, centuries. I mean,
centuries, yeah, absolutely.
The whole country of Germany was built on that idea pretty much.
Exactly.
What's really interesting also is in working with the folks at City Center, we were able to acquire some true authentic beer garden tables from a Bavarian beer garden, and they are now here in Allentown sitting at Hop Daddy. So they're authentic, and got a lot of beer marks on them, and so we're going to put some more on them.
All right.
We hope to get a lot of use out of that space, too, because we have some fantastic gas heaters in there and an awning. So we think that we'll be able to use the outdoor beer garden.
So it's not just 6 months. It could be 10 months,
it could
depending
be 10
on the
months,
weather.
Exactly. Yeah, as long as it's not freezing, we think we'll be out there.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the food a little bit. What can guests expect to see on the menu?
Well, we hired an executive chef, as Kevin mentioned. Scott Boyd came up from Florida. He's a very accomplished chef. He actually, in 2015, won the award in the state of Florida for the Chef of the Year. And we've worked together with Scott, Kevin, and I to create a menu that really appeals to our target audience. It's a scratch kitchen, so we don't even have a freezer back there, so there's nothing frozen. So it's not going to be your typical bar food, that's for sure. It's going to be good food at a very fair price. So, you know, we've got to make sure all the levers are pulled, and we believe we've done that.
And as much progress as we've seen in Allentown, you kind of talked about wanting to be down there and maybe the potential for it. I know one of the criticisms that you hear is that it can be quiet sometimes on weeknight evenings when there isn't an event at the PPL Center. And is that a concern that you have, or are you thinking that people will come regardless?
I think it'll be a mix. I think, with the amount of people that are moving down there, it's fantastic. They're filling the apartments up like you can't believe. ADP just opened up their inside sales national headquarters with 1,800 employees right across the street. So the activity downtown's really, really increasing now. We understand that, we got to take advantage of the Phantoms games and all the events at the PPL Center. But we really think with all the events that we have at Hop Daddy's and the uniqueness of our concept that people will drive and come to downtown Allentown for Hop Daddy's and find out about all the other great things that are in downtown Allentown.
Yeah, we've actually lived here in the Lehigh Valley for about 25 years now. And I can tell you, Allentown has changed dramatically. Actually, Kevin and I recently were saying this was right after ADP had moved their inside sales team down to Five City Center. It's like a college campus down there at lunchtime. If people haven't been to downtown Allentown, they should take a trip down because it's quite a eye-opening event that's going on down there. So
well,
it's changed quite a bit.
College campus and beer tend to go well together.
They sure do.
We know from our Ohio colleges.
Yes,
right?
We do. Absolutely. Yeah.
I know Fegley's is just a block away from you. Uh-huh. So to what extent do you see yourselves both competing and complementing what's going on there? They've been there for a while.
I think Fegley's is fantastic. I actually had my wedding rehearsal dinner there a few years back before I got married. And I think they do a great job. We're really excited to be their neighbor. And we kind of just want to add to the overall craft beer vibe in downtown Allentown. So I think that I think it's fantastic, and I'd love to see more of it come in.
I think there's something to be said for clustering.
Exactly.
Where people want to go, that's why there's a restaurant row.
Exactly.
Well, one of the things that we've learned over the past couple of years since we've been working on this project is the craft brew industry is a very tight-knit group. And, we help each other out, and, Fegley's has been a real fixture in downtown Allentown for some time. So, we're hoping that our coming on the scene is just going to bring more craft beer drinkers down to the area, and we hope to partner with Fegley's on a lot of events down there. So it's a good thing.
I hope it does bring more people to Allentown as well, and certainly to Hop Daddy. So Kevin and Rich, thanks for joining us here at WDIY.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate you having us.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm Mike Drabenstadt, and this is The Inside Dish on Lehigh Valley Art Salon.